Okay. Hello, angels. We are here together for what I believe is the 8th. Ooh, fuck. I think it's the 8th. You're gonna have to, you know, read the description of this audio to be sure. I'm not gonna go check because I don't have my keyboard nearby. Anyway, we're here for what is potentially, most likely, the 8th installment of my reading of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy. We are still in the book Inferno. And I think we are on Canto 18. If you have not heard the first or the other previous sections of this, I strongly suggest you go back and listen to them. They can be found pinned in the media channel of my Discord server. They can be found on my Twitter if you scroll through all my shit posts, thirst traps, and nerdy shit. They can also be found at the bottom of the Safe for Work audio index on my Reddit profile, which is pinned to the top, so it should be pretty easy to find. Once you've heard those, please come back and follow along with me. If you haven't heard them, I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to be incredibly difficult to follow along with. This piece of literature is complicated. It was written originally in Latin and then translated to English, and since it's so old, it doesn't follow modern sentence structure, and sometimes it can be really difficult to find out what's prose and what's dialogue. If you have a copy of this book, I suggest you sit down and you open it and you read along with me, because it's going to be easier to understand what the fuck's going on if you can see the words with me. Other than that, this is the part of the audio where I ask you for a bunch of kindness and patience. Please treat this like a friend reading to you and not like an audiobook, because you're not going to get audiobook quality out of me. I'm going to trip and stumble over all of my words, mostly the ones that are either Latin or locations or names that I clearly have no idea how to pronounce. You're just going to have to accept that that's going to happen. If you want an audiobook quality version of this, I'm sure you can absolutely Google someone and find a really sexy man that reads in a deep voice very fluidly and soothingly. I'm not him. I'm just Willow, and I'm kind of a mess, and you knew that when you got here. So, yeah, that's that. Okay, so we're starting with Canto 18. I don't know how long we're going to read. The past couple days I've only done 2. Maybe I'll do 3 this time. Who knows? But you know, because you can read the title of this audio. I have something to drink. I am cozy in bed. My body is really fucking sore for no goddamn reason. So I don't know why I told you that. I pointed at my drink like you could see it, and it made my arm hurt. Anyway, I'm going to get started here with Canto 18. And the little blurb under it that gives you kind of the summary of what's going to happen in this canto. Oh man, we're on page 133. We're really doing it, guys. Anyway, it says the 8th circle, male bulge, the fraudulent and the malicious. The first bulgia, seducers and panders. Venedicio, casa cianimico? Sure. Jason, the second bulgia, flatterers. Alessio Interminelli, and Thias. That's my best guess. That's all you're getting out of me. I don't fucking know. Latin. Anyway, here we go. Brace yourselves, motherfuckers. There's a place in hell called Male Bulge, holy of stone and of iron color, as is the circle that around it turns. Right in the middle of the field malign, there yawns a well exceeding wide and deep. Of which its place the structure will recount. Round, then, is that enclosure which remains between the well and foot of the high, hard bank, and has distinct in valleys ten its bottom. As where, for the protection of the walls, many and many moats surround the castles, the part in which they are a figure forms. Just such an image those presented there. And as about such strongholds from their gates unto the outer bank are little bridges. So from the precipice's base did crags project, which intersected dikes and moats, unto the well that trunicates and collects them. Within this place, down shaken from the back of Geryon, we found us, and the poet held to the left, and I moved on behind. Upon my right hand I behold new anguish, new torments, and new wielders of the lash, wherewith the foremost bully... I just made up a word for this a second ago. Bulgia?
Sure.
Was replete. Down at the bottom where the sinners naked, this side the middle came they facing us. Beyond it, with us, but with greater steps. Even as the Romans, for the mighty host, the year of the Jubilee upon the bridge, have chosen a mode to pass the people over. For all upon one side towards the castle their faces have, and go unto St. Peter's. On the other side they go towards the mountain. This side and that, along the livid stone, beheld I horned demons with great scourges, who cruelly were beating them behind. Ah me, how they did make them lift their legs at the first blows, and soothe not any one the second waited for, nor for the third. While I was going on, mine eyes by one encountered were, and straight I said, already with sight of this one I am not unfed. Therefore I stayed my feet to make him out. And with me that sweet guide came to a stand, and to my going somewhat back assented. And he, the scourged one, thought to hide himself, lowering his face, but little it availed him. For said I, thou that cast down thine eyes, if false are not the features which thou bearest, thou art Venedicio Casa Cienamico? Okay. But what doth bring thee in such pungent success? Oh, pungent sauces. Wow, okay. And he to me, unwillingly I tell it, but forces me thine utterance distinct, which makes me recollect the ancient world. I was the one who fair Gisola induced to grant the wishes of Marquise. However, the shameless story may be told. Not the sole Bolognese am I who weeps here. Nay, rather is this place full of them, that not so many tongues today are taught, twixt Reno and Savina, to say Sipa, and if thereof thou wishest pledge or proof, bring thy mind our avaricious heart. While speaking in this manner with this scourge, a demon smote him and said, get thee gone, panderer. There are no women here for coin. I joined myself again unto mine escort. Thereafter, with footsteps few, we came to where a crag projected from the bank. This very easily did we ascend, and turning to the right along its ridge from those eternal circles we departed. When we were there, where it is hollowed out beneath, to give a passage to the scourged, the guide said, wait, and see that on the strike these visions of others evil-born, of whom thou hast not yet beheld the faces, because together they with us have gone. From the old bridge we looked upon the train which towards us came upon the border, and which the scourges in a like manner smite. And the good master, without my inquiring, said to me, see that tall one who is coming, and for his pain seems not to shed a tear. Still what royal aspects he retains. That Jason is, who by his heart and cunning, the cochleans of the ram made destitute. He by the isle of Lemnos passed along after the daring woman pitiless had unto death devoted all their males. There with his tokens and with our ornate words did he deceive hypocrisy, the maiden who first herself had all the rest deceived. There did he leave her pregnant and forlorn. Such sin unto such punishment condemns him. And as for Medea, in vengeance is done. Why is my laptop? Like, it wants to fly and put it on the ground. Blech. Okay. With him go those who in such wise deceive. And this sufficient be of the first valley to know, and those that it holds, and and those that in its draw it holds. We are already where the narrow path crosses athwart the second dike and forms of that buttress another arch. Thence we heard people who are making moan in the next Bolija. I've said this word different every time I say it. Snorting with their muzzles and with their palms beating upon themselves. The margins were encrusted with a mold by exhalation from below that sticks there and with the eyes and nostrils wages war. The bottom is so deep, no place suffices to give us sight of it without ascending the arches back where most the crags impends. Thither we came, and thence down in the moat I saw people smothered in a filth that out of human privies seemed to flow. And whilst below where with mine eyes I search, I saw one with his head so foul of odor. It was not clear if he were clerk or layman. He screamed at me, "Wherefore art thou so eager to look at me more than the other foul ones?" And I to him, "Because if I remember, I have already seen thee with dry hair, and thou art Alessio Intermeni of Lucca. Therefore I eye thee more than all the others." And he thereon, belaboring his pumpkin, "The flatteries have submerged me here below, where within my tongue was never surfeited. Then said to me the guide, "See that thou thrust thy visage somewhat further in advance, that with thine eyes thou well the face attain of that uncleanly and disheveled drab, who there doth scratch herself with filthy nails, and crouches now, and now on foot is standing. Thais the harlot is it who replied unto her paramour, when he said, 'Have I great gratitude from thee? Nay, marvelous. And here within, let our sight be satisfied.'" Okay, I'm going to keep going, but I'm going to grab a quick drink, because if you can tell, my throat / my voice is getting weird. I don't know what the weird is, but I feel particularly like one of those husky phone sex operators that would be on, like, late night TV. Anyway. Canto 19. The third Bolija. Simoniacs? Sure. Pope Nicholas III. Dante's reproof of corrupt prelates. O Simon Magus, O forlorn disciples, ye who the things of God, which ought to be the brides of holiness, rapaciously for silver and for gold do prostitute. Now it behooves for you the trumpet sound, because in this third Bolija, once again, I'm pretty sure I've said that word different every time, ye abide. We had already on the following tomb ascended to that portion of the crag where over the middle of the moat hangs Plum. Wisdom supreme, oh, how great art thou showest in heaven, in earth, and in the evil world, and with what justice doth thy power distribute. I saw upon the sides and of the bottom the livid stone with perforations filled, all of one size, and every one was round. To me less ample seemed than they not, nor greater than those that in my beautiful Saint John are fashioned for the place of the baptizers, and one of which, not many years ago, I broke for someone who was drowning in it. Be this a seal all men to undeceive. Out of the mouth of each one there protruded the feet of a transgressor, and the legs up to the calves, the rest within remained. And all of them the souls were both on fire, wherefore the joints so violently quivered. They would have snapped asunder withes and bands, even as a flame of unconscious things is wont to move upon the outer surface only, so likewise was it here, there from heel to point. Master, who is that one who writhes himself more than his other comrades quivering? I said, and whom a redder flame is sucking. And he to me,
if thou wilt have me bear thee down there along the bank which lowest lies, from him thou'lt know his errors and himself. And I, what pleases thee is to me is pleasing. Thou art my lord, and knowest that I depart not from thy desire, and knowest what is not spoken. Straightway upon the fourth dike we arrived. We turned, and on the left-hand side descended down to the bottom, full of holes and narrow. And the good master, yet from off his haunch, deposed me not, till the hole he brought me of him so lamented with his shanks. Whoever thou art that standest upside down, O doleful soul, implanted like a stake, to say, began I, if thou canst, speak out. I stood even as the friar who is confessing the false assassin, who, when he is fixed, recalls him, so that death may be delayed. And he cried out, dost thou stand there already? Dost thou stand there already, Boniface? By many years the record lied to me. Art thou so early satiate with that wealth, for which thou didst not fear to take by fraud the beautiful lady, and then work her woe? Such I became, as people who are stand, not comprehending what is answered them, as if bemocked, and know not how to answer. Then said Virgil, say to him straightway, I am not he, I am not he thou thinkest. And I replied as was imposed on me. Whereat the spirit writhed both his feet, then sighing, with a voice of lamentation, said to me, then what wantest thou of me? If who I am thou carest so much to know, that thou on that account hast crossed the bank, know that I was with the great mantle, and truly was I the son of the she-bear, so eager to advance the cubs, that wealth above, and here myself I pocketed. Beneath my head the others are dragged down, who have preceded me in so many, flattening along the fissure of the rock. Below there I shall likewise fall, whenever that one shall come who I believed thou wast, what time the sudden question I proposed. But longer I my feet already toast, and here have been in this way upside down, then he will planted stay with reddened feet. For after him shall come a fouler deed, from towards the west a pastor without law, such as befits to cover him and me. New Jason will he be, and of whom we read in Maccabees, and is his king was pliant. So he who governs France shall be to this one. I do not know if I were here too bold, that him I answered only in this matter. I pray thee tell me now how great a treasure our Lord demanded of Saint Peter first, before he put keys into his keeping. Truly he nothing asked but follow me, nor Peter nor the rest asked of Matthias silver or gold, when he by lot was chosen unto the place the guilty soul had lost. Therefore stay here, for thou art justly punished, and keep safe guard over the ill-gotten money, which caused thee to be valiant against Charles. And were it not that still forbids me the reverence for the keys superlative thou hast in keeping in the gladsome life, I would make use of words more grievous still, because your avarice afflicts the world, trampling the good and lifting the depraved. The evangelist you pastors had in mind, when she who sitteth upon many waters to fornicate with kings by him was seen. The same who with seven heads was born, and power and strength from the ten horns received, so long as virtue to her spouse was pleasing. Ye have made yourselves a god of gold and silver, and from the idolater ye, how differ ye, save that he won, and ye 100 worship. Ah, Constantine, of how much ill was mother not thy conversation, but that marriage dower which the first wealthy father took from thee. And while I sang to him such notes as these, either that anger or the conscience stung him, he struggled violently with both his feet. I think in sooth that it my leader pleased, which such contented lip he listened ever unto the sound of the true words expressed. Therefore with both his arms he took me up, and when he had me upon his breast, remounted by the way where he descended. Nor did he tire to have me clasped to him, but bore me to the summit of the arch, which from the fourth dike to the fifth is passage. There tenderly he laid his burden down, tenderly on the crag, uneven and steep, that would have been hard passage for the goats. Thence was unveiled to me another valley. I'm going to read the next canto, but my wrist hurts for some fucking reason. God, why do I wonder why my wrist hurts, as if I don't have lupus and fibromyalgia? Like, obviously my wrist hurts. My body hurts. Okay. We're on to canto 20. The fourth Belegia, soothsayers, Ampharius, Tiresias, Aruns, Manto, Eriphilus, Michael Scott? Okay. This is some bullshit. Why do, like, all the dudes get... anyway. Guido Bonetti and Ascendi. Virgil reproaches Dante's pity. And Mantua's foundation. Oh, God. Okay, last one. Of a new pain behooves me to make verses, and I give material to the 20th canto of the first song, which is of the submerged. I was already thoroughly disposed to peer down into the uncovered depth, which bathed itself with tears of agony. And people saw I through the circular valley, silent and weeping, coming at the pace which in this world the litanies assume. As lower down my sight descends on them, wondrously each one seemed to be distorted, from chin to the beginning of the chest. For towards the reins the countenance was turned, and backward it behooved them to advance, as to look forward had been taken from them. Perchance, indeed, by violence of palsy, someone has been thus wholly turned awry. But I never saw it, nor believe it can be. As God may let thee, reader, gather fruit from thy reading, think now for thyself how I could ever keep my face unmoistened. When our image near me I beheld distorted so, the weeping of the eyes along the fissure bathed the hinder parts. Truly I wept, leaning upon a peak of the hard crag, so that my escort said to me, "Art thou too of the other fools? Here pity lives when it is wholly dead. Who is greater reprobate than he who feels compassion at the dooms divine? Lift up thy head, and see for whom opened the earth before the Thebans' eyes. Wherefore they all cried, Whither rushest thou, Ampharius? Why dost thou leave the war? And downward ceased he not to fall amain as far as Minos, who lays hold on all. See, he has made a bosom of his shoulders, because he wished to see too far before him, behind he looks, and backwards he goes his way. Behold Tiresias, who his semblance changed, when from a male a female he became, his members being all of them transformed, and afterwards was forced to strike once more the two entangled serpents with his rod, ere he could have again his manly plumes. That Uranus is, who backs the other's belly, who in the hills of Luni, where he grabs the carices, who houses underneath, along the marbles white a cavern had for his abode, whence to behold the stars and sea, the view was not cut off from him. And she there, who is covering up her breasts, which thou beholdest not, with loosened tresses, and on that side has all the hairy skin, was Manto, who made quest through many lands, afterwards tarried where I was born, whereof I would thou list to me a little. After her father had from life departed, and the city of Bacchus had become enslaved, she a long season wandered through the world. Above in beauteous Italy lies a lake at the Alps' foot that shuts in Germany over Tyrol, that has the name Benaco. By 1,000 springs, I think, and more, is bathed twixt Garda and Val Camonica, Penio, with water that grows stagnant in that lake. Midway a place is where the Trentine pastor, and he of Brescia, and the Veronese might give his blessing if he passed that way. Sitteth Pesceria, fortress fair and strong, and from the Brucians and the Bregamasks, where round about the bank descendeth lowest. There of necessity must fall whatever, in bosom of Benico cannot say. Excuse me. And grows a river down through verdant pastures. Soon as the water doth begin to run, excuse me again, no more Benaco is called, but Minico, far as Governo, where it falls in Po. Not far it runs before it finds a plain in which it spreads itself and makes it marshy, and oft 'tis wont in summer to be sickly. Passing that way, the virgin pitiless land in the middle of the fen descried, untilled and naked of inhabitants. There to escape all human intercourse, she with her servants stayed, her arts to practice and lived, and left her empty body there. The men thereafter who were scattered around, collecting in that place, which made strong by the lagoon it had on every side, they built their city over those dead bones, and after her who first the place selected, Mantua named it, without other omen. Its people once within more crowded were, ere the stupidity of Casalotti from Pinamonte had received deceit. Therefore I caution thee, if ever thou hearest originate my city otherwise, no falsehood may the veridity defraud. And I, my master, thy discourses are to me so certain, and so take my faith that unto the rest would be spent coals. But tell me of the people who are passing, if anyone noteworthy thou beholdest, for only unto that my mind reverts. Then he said to me, he who from the cheek thrusts out his beard upon the swarthy shoulders was, at the time when Greece was void of males, so that there scarce remained one in the cradle, an aguar, and with Calchas gave the moment in Aulis when to sever the first cable. Eriphilus was his name, and so sings my lofty tragedy in some part or other, that knowest thou well who knowest the whole of it. The next, who is so slender in the flanks, was Michael Scott, who of a verity of magical illusions knew the game. Behold Guido Bonetti, behold Assanti, who now in his leather and his thread would fain have stuck, but he too late repents. Behold the wretched ones who left the needle, the spool, the rock, and made them fortune tellers. They wrought their magic spells with herb and image. But come now, for already holds the confines of both hemispheres, and under Selville touches the ocean wave, Cain and the thorns. And yesternight the moon was round already. Thou shouldest remember, while it did not harm thee from time to time within the deep forest. Thus spake he to me, and we walked the while. Right, I'm going to stop there. So I've been going, half an hour is good. Okay, we made it from 18, 19, and 20. So we'll pick up at 21 next time we do this, which will probably be tomorrow. As always, thanks for listening. You're all awesome, and I love you very much. Have a great night.